KXL News never stops with 24/7, 365 around-the-clock live local coverage and all news, traffic, and weather driving to work and back home. News Radio 101 FM, KXL, Oregon's station of record.
Okay, welcome back as we continue a special edition of Business Briefing focused on real estate, such a huge driver in our local economy. We're joined in this segment, rejoined by Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Phone number is 503-546-9390. Last segment, we talked some general concepts about apartment investing. This segment, Joe, I want to drill down on the numbers from the first quarter because it is very encouraging, isn't it?
It is. It's been a really good start to the year.
Tell us about what happened here in the first quarter. I know you guys closed a third of the deals in the market, 10 of the 30 deals closed through Joseph Bernard. So congratulations on that. First off, you're off to a great start. But the market in general, tell us what's going on.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that, Brian. What we have right now in the first quarter, you know, the results are in. There was about 30 transactions, $92 million of sales volume moving in the market. That was about 1,100 units that conducted through the transactions. And, you know, the average cap rate I want to touch on, that was about a 7.0% cap rate.
And tell us about cap rate. How do you calculate that?
That's what investors look for. That's the return on your money if you paid all cash for the building.
Okay.
Okay. And the average price per unit here in Portland, $79,345 a unit.
Okay.
So a little higher than, you know, the 65, but, you know, you put in some Class A apartments at over 100,000 a unit, and that number's going to move up a little on an average. The range is somewhere between 50 and, you know, all the way up to maybe 120,000 a unit, depending on the building and the location.
Now, you said you bring a business acumen to real estate instead of real estate trying to do business, which I think is great because the numbers bear it out that you're having success with that. When you look at these numbers at the end of the first quarter and you see a little higher number per apartment, what does that tell you? I mean, are we bringing on more Class A? Is it just a short-term trend? What does that tell you? Are prices going up?
Well, it tells you that, you know, this is all a financial equation. So all the values of building is basically calculated by the income over rate of return. And so the income being the net operating income once you pay all your expenses, when you gather all the rents and collect your gross receipts. As far as where the market's trending, everything's going up in time. You know that. Portland is one of the strongest markets in the apartment segment. Business Wire came out recently, just this week, and they said that Portland was the number two city in the country for the most increased rent percentage, went up 1.58%, ranked number two to San Jose. So what that tells you is there's a lot of movement in the market with the rental, you know, rates going up, regardless of where you are in the city. You have, in comparison to first quarter 2010, we're coming out of the, you know, the low point of the market. If you look at just percentage-wise of where we were last year, okay, 22 transactions last year, 2010 at this time, we're at 2930, so up 31%. Number of dollar volume, $67 million last year, first quarter, $92 this year, as I stated. That's a 37% increase. And then just number of units again, 691 last year, 1,100 plus this year. That's a 67% increase in number of units being transacted in the market. Why is that happening? Investors are moving their money out of the stock market, or they're moving their money out of buildings that have debt equity, basically free and clear buildings or a lot of equity in buildings, and going into a larger asset. Why? Because the returns are better. When you look at the wealth building of apartment markets, as we mentioned earlier, you are acquiring more wealth through larger buildings or more units.
Okay, so Joe, so you're seeing investors move money out of the commercial market maybe, or out of the residential, or a combination of the two?
You know, for the primary, you know, client, they're moving money from apartments to other apartments, whether they're different location, larger building, better quality, they're moving money to get more wealth. There's new money coming in, and that would be, you know, first-time investors, they're moving money from, you know, anything from a 401k IRA account, setting up a self-directed IRA and buying the property, or they're, again, using money from other means, maybe, you know, taking money out of the stock market, or they're, you know, they made a sale on their house, or they sold another rental house, or they're their business, and they're moving money into better investments for them. The apartment market here in Portland is strong. That's where they're moving the money.
Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate joining us in studio. We mentioned this in the last segment. I will repeat it. Joe will be speaking at the Northwest Real Estate Investment Association on Thursday evening. If you'd like to learn more about that event, go to his website, josephbernard.com. www.realestatecompetitiveedge.net or call 503-546-9390. Again, that's coming up on Thursday night this week. Let's talk about lending, too. I'm curious. I know you work with Mark Pierce quite a bit. Has the lending environment improved at all, or have we just gotten used to it?
You know, that depends on who you're working with. You know, that's a loaded question. I think there's a lot of brokers that will say that, you know, that there's no lending out there. We found the sources that lend on apartments. We know how to package, you know, the transaction with the clients, get them to the right people to understand how to complete the lending process. That's the most important part of the financing side. You know, and when you look at where we're at first quarter here, we're off to a great start. Last year was a really good year for us. Recently, within the last couple of weeks, there was a Commercial Association of Realtors awards banquet, and a good friend of mine, a co-founder of the company and principal broker at Joseph Bernard, Bernard Garrett, was the investment broker of the year for 2010. So, you know, you have to complete the financing piece to finish a transaction. And mm-hmm. so, yes, you know, we know how to, you know, get clients to the right professionals in the marketplace to get that lending aspect taken care of for the completion of the transaction.
No doubt about that. I mean, the apartment transaction, too, is so specific. And that's what I cannot stress enough for investors who are hearing this for the first time, who may have been thinking about getting into the apartment market, or maybe they've been sitting on a building for 10 years and mm-hmm. they've got a lot of equity in that building. You got to really work with somebody who knows the market and knows specifically what's going on. And I know that this is no offense to the great brokers out there who, I guess, move between, you know, different sectors of the market, but you focus solely on the apartment market.
Correct. That is our specialty, the multifamily. As far as, you know, the clients that we serve, again, most of them own the apartments. Some of them are first-time investors. And, you know, there's the clients that have, you know, thousands of units. And they're going to have their own crews for financing in order. They're going to have their own management.
Sure.
And they know what they're doing. Typically, what we find is, you know, that apartment owner has, you know, 30-some units, 60 units, really haven't been active in the market, don't know what's going on in the market. And, you know, they should be talking with people that are in the know of the transactions. You know, we do a lot of transactions, so we're out there. We see everything that moves on the market, and we're helping them with data. Even if they don't complete a transaction, they're using us as a resource to get that data on what's happening in the marketplace. Apartments is what we specialize, as you mentioned. And when you're dealing with an investment like apartment building, you really got to have the right broker to really work for you, not just on the transaction and complete the sale, but put you in contact with other professionals that can help in the transaction. Also, you know, really understand the moving parts of the transaction and have all the data.
No doubt about it. Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate joining us. And you'd mentioned the information, too. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, that we can sign up for your newsletter that you put out with the information pretty regularly, right?
Absolutely. On our website, on the first page, actually on every page, there's a market research tab. And if you click on that, you can fill out a brief form that will capture the data so we can send you the reports.
Okay.
We'll give you, you know, any updates on the market. We do a newsletter, the Mark Berry report we send out. Phil Berry works with us, and he co-writes that with his father, Mark Berry. And so we do have a lot of good resources available on the website for clients to, you know, go fill out a form and now be on our distribution list.
A couple minutes left in the segment here with Joe Chaplick. Looking forward now, obviously off to a good start, solid start here in 2011. What do you see happening the rest of this year in the Portland apartment market?
Well, I think what we're going to see here is, you know, an increase in transactions. Obviously, it started out in the first quarter, and we'll probably get to 25 to 30% jump from last year's total numbers on transactions. I think the dollar volume will be as well increasing. New investors are coming in the market. I think that's going to be the biggest change in 2011. We're going to start seeing new investors coming in with anywhere from $100,000 to $400,000 or $500,000 to place in the market and never bought a building before. Mm. And the reason they're doing that is they see the advantages of owning an apartment building and the benefits of future wealth.
60 seconds left. Use 30 of it to answer this question. Will we see new apartments built in this market in the next couple of years?
Yes, you will. To the levels that we did in the past, probably not. But there will be an increased number of units. So, again, great time to buy now before it gets saturated. I think we're going to have a huge demand here on apartments for probably 7 to 10 years.
Yeah, no question. I think that coincides with what's going on the residential side of the market as well. Great insight, as always. Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. I'll give out the contact information again here, too. JosephBernard.net is the website to learn more about his upcoming speech to the Northwest Real Estate Investment Association. That's Thursday this week, so click on the website for more information there or call 503-546-9390. When we continue here, we'll put a wrap on this edition of Business Briefing. Mike Goss just arrived. He's ready for his business building segment. That's up next on Business Briefing.